This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Enterovirus D68 vaccine shows promise in primate trial targeting severe childhood paralysis. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, a virus-like particle vaccine against enterovirus D68, EV68, has demonstrated the ability to generate neutralizing antibodies in non-human primates, according to a new study published in Science Translational Medicine. The research represents a significant step toward preventing a virus that has caused outbreaks of severe respiratory illness and acute flaccid myelitis, a polio-like paralysis condition primarily affecting children. Key takeaways: virus-like particle vaccine successfully induced neutralizing antibodies against EVD68 in non-human primates. The vaccine targets specific receptor binding sites on the virus surface. EVD68 has caused recurring outbreaks of respiratory illness and childhood parenchymal forphyris. Study at glance: vaccine mechanism targets viral entry pathway. The experimental vaccine uses virus-like particles that mimic the structure of EV68, without containing genetic material capable of causing infection. According to the Science Translational Medicine study, the vaccine specifically targets receptor binding sites on the virus surface that are essential for cellular entry. The neutralizing antibodies generated in the primate trial demonstrated the ability to block viral attachment to host cells, representing a critical mechanism for preventing infection. Clinical significance for pediatric neurological disease. EVD68 has emerged as a significant pediatric health threat since systematic surveillance began in 2014. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has documented biennial outbreak patterns, with the virus causing both severe respiratory illness and acute flaccid myelitis, AFM, a rare but devastating neurological condition. AFM primarily affects children and can result in permanent paralysis of limbs, respiratory muscles, or other muscle groups. The condition has drawn comparisons to polio due to its clinical presentation and potential for lasting disability. Current treatment options remain limited to supportive care, making prevention through vaccination a critical public health priority. Preclinical success and next steps. The successful induction of neutralizing antibodies in non-human primates represents an important milestone in EVD68 vaccine development. The virus-like particle platform used in this study offers advantages over traditional vaccine approaches, including enhanced safety profiles and the ability to present viral antigens in their native configuration. Global surveillance and preparedness. The development of an effective EVD68 vaccine has gained urgency as global surveillance systems have detected the virus in multiple countries beyond the United States. The World Health Organization has emphasized the need for improved preparedness for enterovirus outbreaks, particularly given their potential to cause neurological complications in children. The virus-like particle vaccine successfully generated neutralizing antibodies targeting EVD68 receptor binding sites in non-human primates, Science Translational Medicine Study, 2020. What this means. For patients, families with young children may have access to protection against a rare but serious cause of childhood paralysis if clinical trials prove successful. For clinicians, pediatricians and neurologists may gain a prevention tool against acute flaccid myelitis, complementing current supportive care approaches. For policymakers, public health agencies should prepare vaccination strategies and surveillance systems for potential EVD68 vaccine introduction. Frequently asked questions: what is enterovirus D68 and why is it concerning? EVD68 is a respiratory virus that can cause severe breathing problems and, in rare cases, acute flaccid myelitis, a polio-like paralysis condition primarily affecting children. The virus has caused biennial outbreaks since 2014. How does the new vaccine work? The vaccine uses virus-like particles that mimic EV68 structure without causing infection. It targets specific receptor binding sites that the virus uses to enter cells, generating antibodies that can block infection. When might this vaccine be available for children? The vaccine is still in preclinical testing in laboratory animals. human clinical trials would need to demonstrate safety and effectiveness before regulatory approval, which typically takes several years. The advancement toward an EV68 vaccine represents hope for preventing a virus that has caused significant anxiety among parents and healthcare providers. Success in clinical development could provide the first specific prevention tool against a virus that has emerged as a leading cause of childhood paralysis in the post-polio era. Source: neutralizing antibodies elicited in non-human primates by an enterovirus D68 virus-like particle vaccine target receptor binding sites.